Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations from Allentown, Pennsylvania, which is where I'm still at after all these years. Why? I don't know, but I'll work it out. Anyhow, my name is Louis Shoup, and welcome to the latest edition of the WTFF Files with Louis Shoup. The WTFF, standing for What the Flying Fuck. And there's been a lot of flying fucks going on around here since the last time I had broadcasted this. We are now in what I have termed the viral apocalypse. This has basically come about because when Donald J. Trump became president, he became president on the promise of deconstructing American government. And he's been doing exactly that. His predecessor, Barack Obama, had everything set up so that if a virus were to pop up anywhere in the world like Ebola did, that we would basically be able to fight it over there. When Ebola came out, we fought it over there in Africa. But when COVID came out in China, the people who were supposed to fight it off were not there because Trump and the Republican Party decided to deconstruct that part of our government that kept us safe. And so now we have, I just heard the other day, 900,000 American citizens have now perished from this bug. And I'm not even sure if I got it myself. I've got this nasty cold I've been trying to shake for the past week or so. I've had my shots, at least two of them, so I'm not dead. If I were dead, connection, an internet connection from hell would be a hell of a problem, but we don't have to worry about that. What I am going to talk about today, though, primarily is should the GOP die, otherwise known as the Grand Old Party. This party has been almost 100% behind the meteoric rise of Donald Trump, and primarily responsible, in my humble opinion, just as much as Trump, for the deaths of 900,000 Americans and God knows how many other sins. When Joe Biden became president earlier this year, he issued what was called a stand-down order. That was an order, a general order, for the government, for the military forces of the United States, to stand down from normal duty so that the new president, using his handpicked people or whatever, would try and ascertain the damage and his snake oil salesman had done. So far, he discovered that we have a national stockpile of masks, among other things. And I'm still waiting for my free masks. I'm still using a mask that a friend of mine, Ed, had given me, as well as the homemade mask. My sister, Terry, made me a mask after COVID first came out, and she mailed it up to me, and I used it until it broke. But I still have it sitting here in an honored spot. Tonight's show is not going to be a full hour. I don't think I'm going to have enough content yet here, and I'm trying to spin things up. Doing your own show is not as easy as it looks. I'm seeing this guy, Steve Hostetter, on Facebook, and him doing his comedy shows and such, and he has a slick thing going on. He's got his workflow down pat. That's the kind of workflow I need to work on. So please bear with me. Please bear with the virtual dust that you're going to see flying around, all these various things. This is also going to be posted to a Facebook group. I have it on realchange.us. If you go there to look, the Facebook group is called realchange.us. My intent is to make that more or less a forum for my postings on realchange.us. But let's get to the juicy part here. Everybody wants to know, how are we going to kill the GOP? Well, it's simple, really. They are a political party, first off. They are a political party registered to the Pennsylvania Department of State. I'm going to be speaking specifically about Pennsylvania because, well, this is the state I live in right now. I spend a majority of my life here, and I also worked for the Department of for the state of Pennsylvania a couple of different times over the past, 20 years. So I'm quite familiar with Harrisburg. I'm quite familiar with Strawberry Square, and I'm quite familiar with the state capitol complex in Harrisburg, even though I haven't been there in 10 years. So I got this idea the other day when I saw that somebody had decided to register a new political party in Harrisburg, and they did this with the Department of State. This is the same Pennsylvania Department of State that oversees all the elections throughout all of Pennsylvania's counties, and they gather up all the election results, and in the case of federal results, they forward this to Washington, to the Federal Election Commission. And there had been some revelations made recently where Donald Trump had an alternate slate of electors planned up that he planned on using to try and take over the government on January 6th in combination with the people who assaulted the Capitol. He calls them fine people. I call bullshit, or as I like to say sometimes, bovine manure. It's the politically correct alternative to bullshit. And since this is not going out over the air, I'm not going to worry about George Carlin's 9 dirty words. Some may say 7. I'm sure he added a few. But back to the beginning, and I do this sometimes. I'm sorry. My bad. So party was started with the Pennsylvania Department of State. Now, it would stand to reason that this same Department of State that is supposed to register and regulate political parties in the state of Pennsylvania should also have the ability to remove these parties. Now, it's not going to happen today. It's not going to happen overnight, but it is my intention to somehow down the road maybe even set up a protest or something or a gathering in front of the Pennsylvania Department of State and see what we can do to get them to force the Republican Party off the ballot and off the ticket and stop financing this criminal organization. And I'm calling the GOP a criminal organization. No other political party has ever stormed the Capitol. No other political party has ever burglarized the DNC, thanks to Tricky Dick, okay? And over the course of the next several days and several weeks, I'm planning on being here starting tomorrow night. I'll be on for at least an hour a night, 5 days a week, for the next several weeks. It is my intention to convince the listening public, yes, in my humble opinion, it can be done, that the GOP can be banned and removed from power so that no Republican candidates can appear on the ballot as a Republican. Now, to those sane Republicans out there, say, for example, Kissinger and Liz Cheney, who, in my opinion, would be considered sane Republicans. I can think of a few local sane Republicans, and I hope you're listening. Don't use the resources of the Republican Party. If you're going to run or work in politics, don't associate yourself with the Republican Party. You can try becoming a Democrat, for example. I don't know how well that's going to work. It didn't work out too well for Bernie Sanders, and it didn't work out too well for me either because I'm an independent. The only reason I became a Democrat is because of Bernie Sanders. In 2016, Bernie Sanders ran for president on the Democratic ticket, and I became a Democrat. When he failed in 2016, I went back to being an independent. When he did this again in 2020, I became a Democrat only because of Bernie Sanders. Why Bernie Sanders, you might ask? Well, there's a lot of different reasons why I like Bernie Sanders. But two of my biggest reasons for supporting Bernie Sanders is, one, he is in favor of campaign finance reform. The idea of getting money out of politics is something that appeals to me in a very big way, and it should appeal to you as well, because once we get money out of politics, then real people can come forward and discuss real issues without having been told by a corrupted Republican Party or Russia or China or whoever else has been financing these people for years, okay? In order for any group of people, be it two or three people, keep it small, up to, what is it now, 600 million people in the United States, in order for any group of people to be able to discuss the political issues of the day, we have to have a baseline of civility and a baseline of facts that are shared, not alternate facts, like what Kellyanne Conway said. We can't depend on alternate facts. And that's part of the problem now with Trump pulling his bovine manure on his faithful to where you can't even talk to them anymore. You can't even get together and discuss issues of mutual concern and reason. And civility got tossed out of the window the moment he started mocking people, the moment he started making fun of people. I said this in 2015, and I'm sorry to say I was right. I lost a couple of friends back in 2015 over my prediction that would end up killing people. It's just a matter of when, how much. I was wrong in that I thought he was going to drop a nuke. He had the temperament. He still has the temperament to drop a nuke if he wants to bad enough. And he's done some rather impulsive things over the past 4 years. But, again, he has gotten his base so bent out of shape that talking to them is extremely problematic. And trying to find a consensus is next to impossible. I run, to go off here on a tangent for a moment, I run several different Facebook groups, some of them local, some of them national. One in particular I'm quite proud of. The group is called Let's Build a New Allentown Together. I try to curate the group and administer the group so that only local voices are allowed to even come on and say something and to discuss the issues of the day. And we have Republicans in that group. We have some sane Republicans in that group, and we have a few crazy Republicans in that group. No, I'm not going to name names. Academic. The point being is that the group is a place where Republican residents of Allentown and Democratic residents of Allentown, Green Party residents of Allentown, Libertarian residents of Allentown, and any other political persuasion can come in, learn a few things, and discuss the issues of the day in a calm and civil manner. I have other groups where that can't be done. I have a couple of Bernie Sanders groups, some of them quite large and national, and hopefully you'll be listening in tonight. To a point, the Democratic groups are also in their own little world. This world is being held together both by Bernie and by others I like to call shit posters. Okay? I'm not naming names there either, because there's shit posters on both sides of the political coin. But these shit posters divide people just as much as Republican shit posters do, so the Democratic shit posters divide. And but life is at a point here where we can't do this anymore. This shit posting has to stop. It has to change. And so this is my reaction to all this shit posting. We need to be able to come together to discuss these things. And if we can't, then we have to cut the cancer. Okay? When you get cancer, more often than not, your doctor talks about either cutting it or treating it to make it go away. Now, can we treat the cancer that is the Republican Party? Maybe. Liz Cheney is hopeful for such a thing, despite her being censured the other day by the Republican Party at their annual gathering in Salt Lake City, Utah. She's hopeful to do this, and I actually wish her luck. But based on my observations for the past several years, I don't see this happening. Hence why my idea that the GOP should die. And in the coming days, I will talk about this a lot more. I will be citing sources. I will be citing all kinds of things. And I'm going to set the expectation here and now with this first episode for Season 5. The site, realchange.us, has been rather underutilized by myself until recently, and so has the group. A friend of mine has been posting in there. His name is Phil Armstrong. He is the county executive for Lehigh County, and he's a friend of mine. I've known him well the past few years, and I'm hoping to speak with him again at some point. But what I want to do with the Facebook group is I want to center this as a place to where we can discuss the things that I post about on Real Change, like should the GOP die? Well, I think it should. The question is how. As I said, in Pennsylvania, this is done through the Pennsylvania Department of State. In other states, I'm going to guess the office is similar. It will be dependent on how political parties are regulated in the state itself. Like, say, for example, Arizona, they had a false board of electors. Wisconsin is another one where the Boogaloo boys tried to get the governor and kidnap her and maybe hold her for ransom and maybe even going to put her in the same room that they did with the Boogaloo boys who tried to hang Mike Pence. Mike Pence seems to be a sane Republican. Why? Because he knew the limits of power and he did not go beyond it. He pissed off Trump, but that's okay. I pissed him off myself. He just doesn't know it was me yet. And I'll be pissing him off a lot more if I can help it. But yeah, sane Republicans. Is there such a thing anymore, really, as sane Republicans? I wonder. Tricky Dick wasn't a sane Republican when he sent members of the FBI to burglarize the Watergate Hotel, and he was a rip. Imagine that. So, yeah, that's the story in a nutshell. These are the things I will be discussing about in the near future. I will be posting about this as well, but hopefully every night. Starting tomorrow night at 7:30, I'm going to be on for an hour each night, and not necessarily tonight, but starting tomorrow night, I will have it to where I will have call-ins. They will appear on my switchboard. This is the new interface to the Blog Talk Radio platform, which I'm learning here. This is the first time that I actually directly connected to it tonight. Usually before I can phone in, and regardless of wherever I may travel in the near future, I will always be able to call into the show no matter what. It's just a question of planning. And hey, there's an idea. Anybody want to help me make this show? I need one person to act as a grip and to watch the show, and to watch the clock for me, and maybe perform a few other functions while I'm running the show, because my time is evenly divided between writing and producing and chat and Facebook, and I might even get in Facebook Live if I start doing this tomorrow night. That way everybody can see me as I wear a mask. Yes, you should wear a mask. Everybody should wear a mask. Enough of the Republican programming. They want you to wear a mask. They want you to die, or they want you to get sick and get long COVID, which fucks with your cognitive abilities, your ability to think, your ability to critically think would come into question if you got long COVID. Smoke a joint, you'd be better off. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I don't want to push drugs on anybody. Drugs is not for any. It is not for everybody. Some people shouldn't do drugs. Unfortunately, the only way to find out is to do them, but I'm not going there. That's another story. I digress. Unfortunately, I do that sometimes. So that's going to be it in a nutshell. I was hoping for at least one caller, but I guess he didn't get the message in time. My longtime friend, Robert, well, I was expecting to call in tonight, but I'm sure he will do this another time. So here's the expectation. Should the GOP die? Yes, they should. How will this happen in Pennsylvania? Pennsylvania Department of State. If enough people showed up in front of the Department of State to do this, to get rid of guys like Mastriano and all the other traitorous Republicans, then yeah, this will work. So this is just a baby step tonight. Tomorrow night there will be more. I will talk about more tomorrow night. I will even talk sometimes during the daytime, depending on how things work out. So I guess that's going to be it tonight. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. Keep an eye on realchange.us because there's going to be things coming up. I've got interviews planned. I've got road trips planned. I'm planning on at least one Harrisburg road trip in the near future, as well as a road trip to Washington, D.C., where there's at least a hackerspace or two down there that I was involved with. That would be nice to see for a change. So anyhow, thank you for listening, and have a good night.